Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox.
It is time for a terrific Tuesday edition of Let's Talk right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. It's Jeff, it's Scott, and it could be you.
You.
That's right. You can join the big show simply by calling in at 814-954-7266. If there's anything on your mind, you just got to get something off your chest. You got to give some praise, some love to somebody or something out there. Give us a ring. 814-954-7266.
You have to get something off of some other body part.
Well, I mean, you got to be careful here.
Just keep it clean. Okay, keep it clean. If you have an opinion on fill in the blank, that's why you call in the show. You have an opinion on fill in the blank. You have an opinion on fill in the blank. That's when you call in. We have an open line program. I tell you, this is an interesting week. Apparently, this must be like the most popular vacation week of the year. All right. Now, if you're a regular listener, we have guests about all kinds of things here on the show. Yours truly primarily goes out and finds these guests and so on. We're going to have guests on, you know, next week. But for some reason, I've communicated with several guests and they've all said, can we do this in August?
There you go.
So, what about this week? No, nobody's available seemingly this week. All right, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but I don't know. This must be the hot, pardon the pun, the hot vacation week of the year. Go figure. I don't know why. We're like, okay, we'll talk to you in August. Not a problem. So we've got probably several open line shows this week, which means you get to hear wisdom from us. Oh, you lucky listener, you. Okay, there we go. Or you call in. Again, 814-954-7266. All right. What's going on today? Well, again, hot and dry today, 90 degrees. Joe Bastardi, our friend, weatherbell.com, mentioned yesterday, hot, dry, no thunderstorms. I mean, not even a hint. None yesterday, apparently none today. Not sure about tomorrow. It's just going to be hot, as in 90 degrees, hot and dry.
Ooh.
So at my house yesterday, I thought, I need to get some gardening work done. We have a vegetable garden at my house. And some weeds have been growing, all right? I'm not a very good gardener. Sorry, folks. That's the way it goes. And I thought, okay, I want to do some weeding because we've got vegetable plants, and I don't want them taken over by, you know, grass and weeds and stuff. Ooh, 90 degrees. Ooh, sun's out. Ooh. So I waited till evening. I waited till like after 7 p.m. And by that point, it had started to cool down a little bit. All right. It wasn't so bad. So I go outside and I'm pulling weeds. And gosh, I was doing this for not long, like 40 minutes. And when I was done, gosh, I felt like I took a bath. it's like, ooh, I'm like really sweating like crazy. So then I went in the house and I did take a bath or a shower. Ooh, yes. If you're outside today, hydrate, you know, all that stuff they tell you to do today and tomorrow. And then Thursday, well, we'll see what happens starting on Thursday, because then it's supposed to be a real break. A real difference, and by the weekend, Joe mentioned this yesterday, looking like a really nice weekend.
Hey, hey, hey!
All right, there we go. As in cooler, less humid, and so on. Yes, football weather plays. I'm ready, okay? I'm ready. So there we go. And either way, take care of yourself today. All right? Going to be another hot, intense day. In the Valley of Happiness.
Do you like my Mac Ruby Woo?
Your who?
My Mac Ruby Woo.
What is that?
That's the lipstick I have on. It's national Lipstick Day. Thought I'd get in the celebration by wearing, you know, Taylor Swift likes to wear the MAC Ruby Woo. And so I thought I'd try the MAC Ruby Woo on this National Lipstick Day. Folks, go out and celebrate to your heart's content. Also, Garfield and I both very happy today.
Oh.
It is National Lasagna Day.
Hey.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Hey.
Not only that, if you're looking for a little app for your lasagna entree, it's National Chicken Wing Day.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.
I mean, chicken wings, lasagna, and lipstick. How could you ask for more?
Well, maybe
on
the,
a Tuesday.
Maybe the first two. Huh? I don't know about the lipstick.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Holy mackerel. When's the last time I had wings? It's been an extremely long time.
Oh, I'm with you. It has been, what, 3 days now? I need to rectify that. Fortunately, we'll be over at Quaker Steak and Lube later this afternoon,
yeah.
And I'll get that rectified.
Oh,
but,
yeah. How's that for timing?
Whew, 3 long days. That's that might be... Well, no, it's not a record. I've gone 4 days before without wings. But
seriously. Okay.
Yeah, you start getting into that weak territory, and, you know, your body, we're getting into some survival issues at that point.
Okay, well, not 3 days for me, more like 3 months
what?
Or something. It's been a very,
not even humanly
I'm
possible.
I'm terribly sorry, but I may have to rectify that today.
Yeah,
right.
You do.
All right, there we go. All right, Mr. Pittsburgh Dude.
Yeah?
Here's a story from Trib Live, which is a Tribune Review over in Pittsburgh way. They're creating a Pittsburgh Walk of Fame. The Pittsburgh Walk of Fame.
That would be Bob.
So, what?
Bob Walk is very famous in Pittsburgh. Is that the walk?
Well,
I don't know what other walk you would do.
Maybe, but not quite yet. Okay. This is a new thing they're doing in downtown Pittsburgh. The Walk of Fame. Think about the Hollywood Walk of Fame, where they have the stars in the sidewalk and so on. Well, Pittsburgh's going to do their own version, and apparently they're getting this started, and they have announced their first 10 honorees to the Pittsburgh Walk of Fame. All right, so let's mention who they are. I recognized all 10 of these names?
I can guarantee 2 of them.
Oh, really?
Guaranteed.
Okay, well, let's... I'm going to...
Or it's not a Walk of Fame worth,
well, okay.
Worth even
I'm
paying attention to.
Let's go in alphabetical order, okay? George Benson, who was a fantastic jazz musician. I remember some of his music back in the day. Grew up in the Pittsburgh area. Okay, so George Benson's on the list. Nellie Bly. Now, you're going back 100 years now. She was a pioneering journalist back in the day, way back in the day. Was born in Armstrong County, so southwest Pennsylvania. Andrew Carnegie. No surprise. He's pretty much the guy who made Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh.
He would have to be on
the list. All right. He has to be on the list. The steel industry, multi-millionaire, billionaire, whatever. Now, we're going way back. Oh, my gosh. 1900 or something. We're going way back for him. Rachel Carson, the writer and conservationist, grew up in the greater Pittsburgh area. She's very famous, so she made the list. Roberto Clemente.
Ding, ding, ding.
The Pittsburgh Pirates legend.
Would have to be on.
Now, he did not grow up in the Pittsburgh area, obviously, but he was a very famous pirate who did, very humanitarian things, very tragic end, but he's on the list. Michael Keaton, the actor. All right, played all Beetlejuice, Batman. I mean, a lot of roles. He grew up in the Pittsburgh area, so he's on the list. Okay, Fred Rogers, of
obviously,
course, Mr.
Had
Rogers
to be on the list.
Has to be on this list. So he's there. Jonas Salk, who came up with the polio vaccine back in the 1950s, was part of, I don't know if it was called UPMC back then, but the University of Pittsburgh Medical Group. All right, Dr. Salk was with them, so he's on the list. Andy Warhol, the famous artist who grew up in the Pittsburgh area, grew up in Oakland, the Oakland section of Pittsburgh. He's on the list. And August Wilson, who is a very famous Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright, grew up in the Hill District of Pittsburgh. And so there's your top ten. All right, I'm sorry. There's your first 10. Now, the idea is they want to do this like every year, and they're going to add more names and so on. Notice there were no Pittsburgh Steelers on the list. Now, you're thinking, okay, how do you get on this list? All right, well, I'm taking this from the story here. It says here, nominees must have been born in or spent their formative or creative years. Okay, that's a little interesting. In Allegheny, Armstrong, Beaver, Butler, Fayette, Greene, Indiana, Lawrence, Washington, or Westmoreland counties. And it says their contributions must have had a national impact. So in other words, you had to grow up in like Southwest PA or Western PA. I mean, the closest county to us would be Indiana. Indiana would be the closest county to us. So Center County would not count. Blair County would not count. Cambria County is not even on the list. And so you've got to make an impact. It says here they want to add 10 people each year for the next 3 years, and then they'll back it off to maybe 3 people per year. If you had to put a Steeler on that list, Mr. Ironhead, come on. There's got to be, at some point in the future, there's got to be a couple of Steelers.
Oh, there will be several.
Which who would be first? Who would be the first Steeler?
Oh, boy.
I mean, I've got one right off the bat. Got one right off the bat. Again, think big.
Well, I mean, Cam Hayward would have to be up there. Certainly, if you're talking about impact in that community. Woo. Going to be hard to top what Cam has meant and done. I mean, that is big. Franco would need to be up there, and Rocky Blyer would need to be up there in terms of impact on the communities. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I'll be curious to see who the first Steeler is.
Well, see, I would think bigger than that. I would say the first Steeler would be Art Rooney. Mm. You know, the Rooney family. Or maybe you call it the Rooney family or something. Chuck Knoll? What about Chuck Knoll?
Yeah.
You're sort of nodding there, all right? You're thinking players. I was thinking beyond players. I'm thinking bigger than that, you know. If they put Andrew Carnegie on there, who was, you know, a bigwig, like a financial bigwig, that's why I'm thinking the Rooneys. I mean, maybe say the Rooney family, since there's more than one Rooney. I'm actually a little surprised they didn't make the 10. Now, the people that made those names I mentioned, they're all great people. And they're all either from Southwest PA or have a direct connection. Like Roberto Clemente was not from Southwest PA, but everybody knows. And his humanitarian efforts went big. And so that's how he made the list. Okay. In other words, he wasn't just a baseball player. He did more than just being a baseball player. So, I don't know. It's an interesting list. I'm wondering how many other cities have a Walk of Fame. If there's a Philadelphia Walk of Fame, I'm not familiar with it. If somebody knows, 814-954-7266. I'm not familiar with that one, but it's just interesting. All right. Let's talk about healthcare a little bit. All right. Now, this is interesting. This is a Time magazine story. Folks, do you remember COVID from 5 years ago? Or have the memories faded already for you? All right, that crazy year 2020 into 2021, so actually even 4 years from now, or 4 years ago, those were crazy times. What effect did COVID have on you? All right. Most people, I think, got COVID. Let's see, for me, well, I've had it three times. All right. Ugh, and hated all three. I was fine. Like stuffy nose, you know, cough, and that was it. And it lasted like a couple of days. And then I was fine until it took 10 days to test negative, which was very annoying. All right. What effect did COVID have on you? Well, apparently there's been some research done that compared your brain before COVID and your brain after COVID. Okay, this is weird. And so some researchers have done some work. They did some brain scans of 1,000 people, both during and before the pandemic. Okay, do we still sort of call before the pandemic normal? Okay, that's a very nebulous term, normal. Not sure what normal means, but okay. So some researchers in the UK did some research. They checked out brain scans, however you do that, both since COVID and then from before COVID. And what they found was the pandemic-era brains aged about 5.5 months faster than the brains before the pandemic. So in other words, just living through the pandemic aged your brain 5.5 months faster. And they attribute this all pretty much to things like high stress. All right, how much of us dealt with various kinds of stress during the 2021 insanity? You remember, we're all thrown home, we're stuck there, we don't know what's going on, there's this crazy virus, we don't know where it is, wear a mask, 6 feet between you and whomever, we had to Zoom everybody, you weren't supposed to go talk and meet people, and remember all that crap, all right? According to the researchers, 5.5 months of extra brain aging simply because of that whole situation. So, Mr. Ironhead, do you feel older?
Yeah.
Do you feel older?
It took a toll.
Five, I mean, that's fascinating. 5.5 months older. Okay. I feel the same, but all right, whatever. All right, let's see. Gen Z, all Gen Z, Generation Z, those little troublemakers, okay? Again, this would be today's high school kids, college kids, people in their 20s and so on. There are so many stories out there about Gen Z. And allegedly, Gen Zers, and especially we're thinking college graduates, a lot of them are having a hard time finding a job. There's a mountain of stories out there about Gen Zers that they're still living at home with their parents and so on, and they're having a hard time finding a job, and where are we supposed to find a job, and so on. Well, somebody, who is this? There's a website called, this is an interesting name, Rent Cafe. Rent Cafe. Okay. They put together a list of the top metro areas for Gen Z graduates. In other words, where are some places where Gen Zers, college graduates, are actually finding jobs? And it may not be what you think. All right. Now, these are metro areas. Now, right off the bat, they have a top 20 list here. And I've got to find here what qualifies as one of their metro areas, because apparently the Greater State College area is not big enough to be a metro area yet. I don't know. We don't have enough people, apparently. Meanwhile, some of these other areas, I guess, do. Number one on the list of a place for a Gen Z graduate to get a job. Oh, Mr. Ironhead, you're not going to like this.
No?
You're not going to like this. Number one on the list is Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Oh, come on.
Now, you've been to Ann Arbor, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I've been through Ann Arbor. I can't, good. The big house is the University of Michigan's football stadium, okay? I visited the big house as a kid because I had a relative that actually lived near Ann Arbor, and we went to visit them. Now, this is like, oh, my gosh, 50 years ago. And they're like, hey, let's go take a look at the stadium. Now, this is in the mid-70s, okay? And I remember we drove over to Michigan Stadium, and we were actually able to just walk in. You could just walk into the stadium and get this big giant bowl, like, whoa, this is really cool. Good luck doing that today, okay? Can you just walk into Beaver Stadium? No, okay? No, so don't try. But Ann Arbor, Michigan is number one on the metro list for Gen Z grads. Maybe they have a lot of, startups and things tied up to the University of Michigan. Now, we have those things, right? We are tied to Penn State. We have those things. But apparently not good enough to make the top 20. Number two on the list, oh, you're not going to like this one. Lincoln, Nebraska is number two on the list.
I do like Lincoln. Lincoln's a neat.
You like Lincoln?
Yeah.
I've never been there. Yeah, never been to Nebraska. What's so great about Lincoln, Nebraska? We always joke that everything's flat.
Yeah. It is flat. It's a neat. No, I like. They've got energy in that
energy
that downtown area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I like Lincoln.
Des Moines, Iowa is third. Now, again, you look at those three. Those are not big cities. All right. Boston is fourth, although Boston really isn't a big city. It's not. It's kind of a small city. Portland, Maine is fifth. Notice that these are not the usual places you might think. Fayetteville, Iowa. I have no idea what's in Fayetteville, Iowa, but they're sixth on the list. Is there a college in Fayetteville, Iowa?
Do not know.
Iowa State is in Ames, and Iowa is in Iowa City, right? What the heck is in Fayetteville, Iowa? I have no idea. Albany, New York is seventh. D.C. is eighth. All right, now we're getting into the cities. Huntsville, Alabama. Okay, I guess. Ninth. And Seattle, Washington is tenth. All right. No, Pennsylvania town cities aren't even close. That should concern certain people. All right, we're turning out these very smart young people, and they're going elsewhere. All right, so if the appropriate people are listening, how do we change that? There's not a Pennsylvania city or town to be even close to this list. Got to do something about that. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We'll have our sports segment. Then later on, we will have our open line time. Once again, one of our favorite lines. It's interesting what makes a controversy. We have one of those. We'll talk some politics because you people love that stuff. We'll take your calls and have some fun. All right? You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
You've got to
feed the beast.
Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season. Heat in the winter, AC in the summer. Plus, 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick-connect load and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX 2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings Event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX 2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hey, you! Why aren't you helping hang this drywall?
Because I'm the plumber.
How am I supposed to know that?
See? It's right here on my shirt.
Oh, yeah. Now I see it. It's hard to tell who works for me and who doesn't.
I had that problem, too, until I had company shirts printed. Now, it's not a problem.
That's just what I need. Where did you get your shirts printed?
Pamp. They did a great job, and now I can spot my employees right away.
Hey, Joe!
What?
Call Pamp and get those shirts printed for the crew ASAP.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized T-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfon Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfon. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfon, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at belfontfair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Let's talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox as we take a check of the sports scene. And, well, lots going on and some very sad news, which we will save for the end of this morning's report. Penn State senior quarterback Drew Aller, senior running back Katron Allen, and fellow senior running back Nicholas Singleton have all been named to the preseason Maxwell Award watch list. The Maxwell Award is presented to the College Player of the Year. It has been so presented since 1937, and Aller, Allen, and Singleton all on the watch list for the upcoming season. Semifinalists for the Maxwell Award will be announced on November 11th, and then the Maxwell Award will be three finalists will be unveiled on November 25th. The winner will be announced at the Home Depot College Football Award Show on December 12th, and then the actual award will be presented on Friday, March 13th at the College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta, Georgia. So keep an eye out on those three offensive stars for the Nittany Lions heading into the upcoming season. If only Penn State could get a little hype, because I think they could be pretty good. Nobody else seems to be noticing, but I think they've got some talent coming.
See, I think they should get a little hype.
Uh-huh.
We're not getting a little.
Go ahead. Fans of Penn State's women's volleyball team will have a few chances to check them out on TV in the upcoming year. In fact, there will be 16 matches on television for the returning national champions. Each of Penn State's first five matches will be on national TV, including the season opener against Creighton, which will be on FS1, Fox Sports 1. That match part of the AVCA First Serve event on Saturday, August 23rd, out in Lincoln, Nebraska. The second match of that event for Penn State will be against Kansas, and that one will air on the Big Ten Network on Monday, August 25th. Penn State We'll have three matches consecutively on Fox this year against Arizona State on August 31st, TCU on September 1st, and the home opener against Kentucky, which will be on Friday, September 5th. Penn State will also have the home match with Nebraska on October 3rd on Fox as well. Nebraska expected to be the preseason number one. Penn State expected to be the preseason number two.
Fox carry volleyball before? Or have I been asleep at the switch? Big Ten Network, I would understand. Fox is carrying this
stuff? Yeah, Big Ten Network, FS1, and Fox all will be covering women's volleyball in the upcoming season. 11 matches in all will air on the Big Ten Network for Penn State. Including the big one against Pitt, and then there will be nine conference matches that Penn State will have on the network as well, including the trip to Nebraska in the upcoming season. State College Spikes had yesterday off. The Spikes will open a three-game series at Frederick tonight. The Spikes have not won since beating the Keys in Frederick in that wild 16-12 game a week ago. Since then, they've lost four and tied one, that game with Trenton. The Spikes are 5-5-1 overall since the mid-season break. The Pittsburgh Pirates taking the opener in their series at San Francisco last night, 6-5. It was a two-run homer by Andrew McCutchen that got the job done for the beloved Buccos last night, breaking a 4-4 tie in the seventh. That was enough for the Pirates to hold on for the victory. Despite giving up a run on three hits, David Bednar picked up his 17th save of the season. Mitch Keller, not one of his better starts. He lasted just two innings, but the Buccos put together a very good performance by the bullpen, actually got some timely hitting for a change, and the Pirates take game one of that three-game series. Game two is on tap tonight. First pitch against the Giants is set for 9:45. Airtime is set for 9:20 right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. The Philadelphia Phillies got some help from the San Diego Padres last night. Elias Diaz hit a two-out RBI single in the bottom of the ninth to give the Padres a wild 7-6 walk-off victory over the New York Mets. That snaps the Mets' seven-game winning streak, and the Phillies had the lowly White Sox last night. So their win over Chicago puts Philadelphia now within a half game of the Mets in the National League East. What was the final? Philadelphia beating the White Sox. Wait a second. What?
Try again.
No, this can't be right.
Try again.
The Phillies lost to the White Sox? Oh, my God. Philadelphia, what are you doing? Phillies did not take advantage of the situation. They lost to the White Sox 6-2. Bryce Harper did have a two-run double to account for Philadelphia's runs. Colson Montgomery homered and drove in three for the Pale Hose. Game two of that series is on tap tonight at 7:40. Oh, Phillies, what are you doing? You're playing the White Sox. Take advantage, dear Phillies. See if they can take the final two games of that series. Colorado head football coach Deion Sanders disclosing yesterday that he was diagnosed with an aggressive form of bladder cancer in the offseason, but he says that after surgery, his oncologist says he is cancer-free, and so Sanders is planning to coach the Buffaloes in the upcoming season. Sanders had his bladder removed as part of the surgical plan to combat the disease. The soon-to-be 58-year-old Sanders has had some health issues here over the last couple of years. This is the most recent. Of course, he had a couple of toes that were amputated and had a lot of concern over blood clots. Seems like they have that under control. Sanders at a press conference yesterday said he has had 14 surgeries since 2021. And that is when he was still the coach at Jackson State. He had, until yesterday, kept the fight against cancer private. 14 surgeries, though, over a basically four, right? Yeah, not even less than 5 years. That is...
That's insane.
That is
wow.
A lot.
No idea.
Yeah, and so we certainly wish... Prime time the best with his, I guess, hopefully he just stays healthy. We'll just put it that way. And very sad news yesterday. Ryan Sandberg, man, we just keep losing the guys that I grew up idolizing. Now, Sandberg, obviously not a Pirate. He was... is best known as probably one of the best Chicago Cubs players ever. He was just a remarkably consistent second baseman. But he actually started his career, of course, with the Philadelphia Phillies and then was traded to the Cubs and just had a sensational career. But just one of the all-time greats, just rock for the Chicago Cubs. And passing away at just the age of 65. Now, he was battling cancer as well. He was one of those guys who genuinely, the spotlight sought him. He did not seek the spotlight. He wanted nothing to do. He loved baseball, loved playing it, and just wanted to do that, and that was it. Worked his tail off to be great at it, but... just was not somebody that really wanted the spotlight, but a Hall of Famer in every sense. And, man, that one hits hard. We're just too many good people we're losing them way too early. 65 is way too young for somebody like Ryan Sandberg. For anybody, I guess, but... Man, so rest in peace, Ryan, and thanks for the memories. Even as a Pirates fan, loved and respected what Ryan Sandberg did and the way he went about his business over the course of his career, first with the Phillies and then predominantly with the Chicago Cubs in his major league career. But again, Ryan Sandberg passing away at the age of 65. Oh, that one hurts. And that is a check of what we call sports.
All right.
On the big show.
Couple quick things. Yep. First off, it's good to finally see Catron Allen getting some attention.
Yeah.
All right. Nothing against the other guys. They're all great. Drew Aller, of course, is going to get attention. Nick Singleton getting a lot of attention. And, oh, yeah, who's the other guy? It's like, come on. Catron is really good.
Really
good. And it's good to see the Maxwell people acknowledge that, as some other folks should acknowledge it. It's like, come on. That's crazy. All right, the Major League Baseball trade deadline is Thursday. What is it? 6 p.m. Eastern.
Correct.
On Thursday. All right. And I caught an ESPN story yesterday, you know, because you have to do this. The top 50 possible trades or trade guys.
It is going to be wild.
Guys that could move on.
Yeah.
Mr. Ironhead, I hate to break this to you. If I counted correctly, in the top 50, there are 8 Pirates.
That sounds about right.
Okay. My Orioles had several. All right. They didn't have 8. Colorado had a bunch. Again, the idea is these teams that are obviously not going to the playoffs, can they swing deals, pick up some prospects, you know, all that sort of stuff. You know, teams like the Orioles or the Pirates or the Rockies.
Rockies players are fighting it out in the clubhouse to be, no, trade me!
Trade me!
No, no! Yeah. Boom!
Well, you could be right.
I want out of here. Not as bad as I do. I want out of here.
You could be right. I don't know. I mean, those teams are not going to be getting any stars.
Can you imagine
going
from like the Colorado Rockies to like the Detroit Tigers or the LA Dodgers or the
Toronto
Phillies, where you go from being on the worst team, one of the worst in the history of Major League Baseball, to maybe winning a World Series championship?
Yeah, that's
that would be quite the journey.
That's a step up.
And
yeah.
Probably at least somebody is going to have that opportunity with the Rockies.
Now, at the other end of that spectrum, you got the teams that are contending right now or want to contend. How much are they willing to do some deals?
Really curious to see what the Phillies do.
So, for instance, last night my Orioles beat the Toronto Blue Jays. Now, Toronto's been really hot lately, and they have one of the best records in baseball right now. They've kind of, I don't want to say they've snuck up, but they have, quietly. And they've got a pretty solid lead in the American League East. My Orioles beat them last night. What deals is Toronto going to do? I keep seeing the Phillies mentioned. I think the Phillies are pretty loaded as it is, but are they going to go out and, you know, do some deals? The Yankees are kind of there. All right, they should be doing better. Are they willing to do some wheeling and dealing? So, yes, this next, three days, today, tomorrow, Thursday, will be interesting. And my only fear is our old line, is it possible to go too far with something? Orioles, please do not trade certain guys, okay? Don't do that. So stay tuned. 8 Pirates on that top 50 list.
Yep.
So we'll see how many of them stick around.
Also, staying with the Phillies for a moment, apparently Bryce Harper had some choice words for Commissioner Rob Manfred on his visit to Philadelphia. And now Harper is calling out whoever it is that released the profanity-laced tirade that Harper went on with Manfred. I can understand players being frustrated, not happy with the salary cap idea that is being proposed here by Manfred, which, for players like Bryce Harper, you understand why that is not something that they would like. I do think there's a lot of people in the wrong here, starting with Harper. Yeah, you can't be cursing at the commissioner of your league. One person's opinion. Obviously, I mean, you can, because he did. But you should not be doing that. Like, that's just not, be a professional. Also, though, Harper is not happy that somebody leaked that, which is how it got out, and it's obviously somebody that was in the clubhouse, whether it was another player or just one of the Phillies personnel anyway, let this information out, and Harper is not happy that that happened either, and I think he's probably got a legitimate gripe there. It's like, I don't know that everything that goes on in a clubhouse needs to be out in the in the public.
I'm going to assume that Manfred, the commissioner, doesn't just sort of do this all by himself. There must be some other Major League Baseball people that come with him. What about one of those folks?
That could be.
Because when I heard about the leak, I didn't think about Phillies. I thought about, okay, who was with Manfred that day? Probably was recording and then decided to cut it loose. I can't imagine a Philly, one of the players would have done that. They were probably cheering Harper, like, yeah, you go, Bryce. Okay, maybe cut down on the expletives, but you go, Bryce.
Yeah.
It's probably somebody tied with Manfred that decided to cut that loose.
Could be.
Anyway, so there we go. And finally, may toss out some kudos All right. Center Daily Times yesterday, John Sauber had a story on James Franklin, and it was a great story. Sort of a biographical piece about Coach Franklin and his upbringing and challenges as he was growing up and so on between, you know, with his mom and his dad and all this sort of stuff. John, I don't know if you're listening. I really enjoyed that story. I was like, wow, there's some things in there I did not know. And, you know, newspapers every year have, like, awards they give out for various things. John, if you're listening, make sure that story gets put up for an award. I thought it was a really good story. He apparently had a recent interview with Coach Franklin, and the coach really opened up and shared some things that you might think, well, maybe I want to keep that kind of private and so on. No, he really opened up and apparently and shared a lot of things in the interview, and I just thought it was a great story.
Yep,
you know,
I
for all agree. The people that dump crap and abuse on Coach Franklin, and that's a considerable list of people out there, they should read that story. And then they might, I don't know, back off a little bit. It's like some of this stuff is garbage, okay? Just ridiculous comments. Paul Feinbaum, that idiot from ESPN. All right. Hey, Paul, you want to read John's story? Then maybe you might back off a little bit, all right, you moron. I'm sorry, an opinion. So, John, congratulations. That's a great, great story. If you missed it, their website, centerdaily.com, you know, search the probably just the main headlines or search the sports section. An enlightening article or an enlightening piece that I thought was really good. All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back, and we have open line time. Now, maybe you read that piece, and you have some thoughts that you'd like to share. Again, goofy controversies. Yep, we've got another one. And plenty of other things as well, including a state thing. Well, when we get to that, I'm going to unveil the state thing, and then you tell us what you think about it. All right. Interesting that a local state senator is involved with. So stay tuned for that. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We will come right back.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7,
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing. And now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now.
Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
You've got to feed the beast.
Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
98.7 The Fox.
It is a Tuesday morning we have in play here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. The show is Let's Talk. The phone number is 814-954-7266.
All right, a lot of directions we can go in. We've got a few. Maybe you've got a few. If you do, don't be shy. I don't care what your leaning is, left, right, up, or down. All right, give us a ring at 814-954-7266. All right, let's start with this one. And I'm going to have to be careful to choose my words carefully, describing some people out there that just if I had the chance, I'd smack them upside of the head. All right, that sounds harsh and violent, but I would. I'd smack them upside of the head because I don't understand some of this nutty stuff. Again, one of our favorite lines, it's interesting what makes a controversy. This is now a controversy for no apparent reason except for some people who are, a popular term these days is unhinged. Okay, what are we talking about? American Eagle is the clothing retail outlet. Okay, trendy clothing primarily for younger people. Okay, spoken as an old guy. All right, and so on. American Eagle, well-known name. Recently, they started a new ad campaign featuring the actress Sydney Sweeney. Now, if you don't know her, she's a popular young actress. She's in her 20s. She's very attractive. All right, and so on. Very popular actress on two or three or whatever television shows or movies and so on. And they hired her, American Eagle hired her, for an ad campaign for blue jeans. All right, and I have seen a couple of these ads. And so there's Sydney Sweeney. She's attractive. She's blonde. She's hot, whatever terms you want to use. And, and she's wearing American Eagle blue jeans. And the tagline, this announcer comes in, and big words on the screen that says, Sydney Sweeney has great jeans. J-E-A-N-S. Sydney Sweeney has great jeans. Okay, well, when young Sydney wears her jeans, she's pretty great. Okay, there we go. She's very attractive. And, a little saucy, if you will, and so on. There's like two or three of these ads. and she's wearing the jeans. And again, the big term, and the announcer comes in, Sydney Sweeney has great jeans. Now, apparently at some point, I don't know if there was a billboard or something, where it said, Sydney Sweeney has great jeans, G-E-N-E-S. Now, and apparently, maybe this is a commercial, she takes a big pen and she crosses out that word and she writes in J-E-A-N-S. All right? Now, folks, am I that old? This is an old line that's been used for years and years. You know, when we see somebody who is attractive or handsome or maybe, I don't know, really smart or something, we kind of joke, yeah, that person's got great genes, G-E-N-E-S. In other words, they were lucky in the gene pool, and they're very attractive, and if it's a guy, very handsome, a hunky guy, and so on. Folks, that's an old line we've been using for years and years and years. It's just like, boy, that person's really lucky. They got great genes, okay? Well, in this case, it's supposed to be blue jeans, J-E-A-N-S. And it's Sydney Sweeney being, sexy, sex pot, that sort of thing. Which, gee, we've never used that to sell clothing. Oh, no. Come on, give me a break. What's the controversy? This is some people, a decent number of people on social media, somehow declaring this advertising campaign now as fascist and using eugenics propaganda. And I'm thinking, see, you're laughing. It's just, okay, first off, that is so utterly ridiculous that, a person with a balanced mind immediately starts laughing. But we shouldn't laugh, all right? Because, and granted, freedom of speech, we had a free speech guest on last week, and we were talking about this a little bit. You know, when somebody says something that's freedom of speech, but it's obviously totally, completely wrong, can't you call them out on it? Well, of course, the answer is yeah.
Yeah.
All right? You can.
Just can't prevent them from expressing their thought.
I mean, okay, that's fine. But, folks, this word, this is like one of the buzzwords, fascism, fascist. All right? I would argue, first off, these folks wouldn't know a fascist if they walked right up to them. All right? Like a true fascist. Sydney Sweeney and American Eagle are not fascist for wanting to try to sell blue jeans. All right? J-E-A-N-S. Okay? And again, the old line, Sydney Sweeney, again, attractive young actress. Hey, she's got great jeans. All right? Whoever her mom and dad were, good for them. They done good. Okay? It is not fascist. It is not eugenics propaganda. Once again, we hear references to Nazis. I'm thinking, oh, my God. Again? Some of you, I don't know what you're drinking, smoking, or injecting into your bodies, okay? You've got to get off the fascist kick. This is insane. First off, you're making yourself look like a blithering idiot, whether you know it or not. And just, why are you doing this? Are you so consumed by, current ideology and so on, that anything you don't agree with is fascist?
That would be correct.
And anything you can somehow connect to Nazis, I mean, it's just like, all right, Donald Trump's a Nazi. Okay, I don't particularly like this fella in some instances. He's not a Nazi. And he's not fascist. All right, none of that is true. None of that. And yet some of you persist in this stuff. Because why? You're so consumed by ideology, what, you can't help yourself? We'll take the call in a moment. I mean, Sydney Sweeney is, like I said, she's...
So you're saying, I just want to make sure we're getting you on the record here. You're saying you see a difference in the dictatorial skills of one Adolf Hitler and one Sidney Sweeney. Is that what I'm hearing from you? You're not seeing the clear similarities there between the two?
It's probably not Ms. Sweeney herself. Okay, let's take the call.
Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, it's Horst from Pittsburgh.
Hey, Horst.
I know you're up against the break, but I just put this on Twitter this morning. I saw the Superman movie, and I didn't think it was woke. And I saw the Sydney Sweeney ad, and I didn't think it was fascist. And somehow I think I'm too old for the culture wars now.
You might be.
Horst, did you see the Walk of Fame, that the inaugural 10 people going into the Pittsburgh Walk of Fame? The Dare Horse lives in Pittsburgh.
I think I was 11 or 12.
That was going to be one of my questions, is when do you get onto the Walk of Fame? The other discussion we're having is who will become the first Steeler, and then I will have a follow-up on who will be the first Penguin to be on the Pittsburgh Walk of Fame.
Yeah, I was really surprised Lemieux wasn't one of the 10.
I was, too, to be honest.
You know, with Clemente making it, of course, makes sense, and I know they didn't want it to be all sports. But I thought Mario deserved it.
Yep.
Steelers are always tough because of all the success.
Yep.
You know, Franco, I guess, I truly don't know for which Steelers should make it.
Yeah. I'm really curious. Scott suggested the Rooney family should be first.
Art Rooney would be a great call. That's perfect.
I don't know. Cam Hayward, if we're talking about impact, I has got to get on there at some point in the not too distant future.
I love him, no doubt.
But
hey, Head, if the Pirates win these last 55 games, it's 100 wins.
Believe me, baby, I am ready. Horse, if you're not aware, is our official 2025 Pirates Championship Parade correspondent. He will be on hand if and when the Pirates Championship Parade occurs this season. We'll have live updates.
What do you mean if? Mr. Byers.
Did I let an if slip in there? I don't know how that could have possibly happened.
All they've got to do is go on a 55-game winning streak.
That's right.
That's it.
And
that's all they got to do.
100 wins.
100 wins.
Just as we thought they would be able to do.
At least for about 2 minutes, I give myself the daydream. I thought that's correct.
I love it. Thank you for the call, dear Horace. And yes, we're getting to Dewey for Penn State Day.
Oh, that planning's already been started. I told my wife, I'm not going with you next year. I'm going with Ironhead.
So. There you go. Appreciate it. Yeah, I have got to get back to Dewey. This is like the fifth straight year I have promised my one buddy that lives down there that, nope, I'm getting there this summer.
Dewey Beach.
I'm not getting down there.
Dewey Beach.
That is correct.
Is what you're talking about.
Yes.
Where I just was.
Correct.
A couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I beat you there.
That's my home away from home.
Is that right?
Well, it had been. Okay. And then I've let it slip away.
My friends at Nalu Restaurant say hello. Get the lava burger when you're there.
I love Jimmy's. I love
Jimmy's.
Dewey Beer Company. Yep.
Dewey Beer Company. Yep.
Love Rutter's.
Rutter.
Home away from home.
There we go. All right, let's take a break. How did we get on to Dewey? I have no idea.
Didn't. That's my problem.
When we come, well, you didn't, all right. When we come back, some other things. Again, this thing with fascism and on the other side, woke. It's like if I disagree with that, it's woke. Folks, we've got to get away from this. This is bordering on insanity now. Not everything is fascist or woke. All right. Anyway, let's take a break. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll take calls, have some things when we come back after this.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from PAMP.
What's the name of Yoon's team up there?
the Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized T-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfon Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfon. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfon, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at belfontfair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Now, coming to State College soon, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant. Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sport, great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream, just down the street from Beaver Stadium and the Jordan Center, and they're hiring. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
You've got to
feed the beast.
Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Again, open phone time here for the final hour of the big show at 814-954-7266.
And if you're fascist, you can call in. All right? And if you're woke, you can call in. We take all callers during open line time.
It's very generous of us.
Yeah, very generous of us. And I when I first heard this a couple days ago, I'm like, what? And so I did a little web searching online for this Blue Jeans advertising series. And I thought, all right, there's Sydney Sweeney. I've seen her before. Attractive young actress. She's wearing blue jeans. She's seductive, if you will.
You had to watch that ad hundreds of times before you made your final determination.
No.
You're looking very, very closely to see if there's anything you're missing in this big controversy. appreciated your due diligence in making sure you got to the bottom of it, so to speak.
Well, the one ad, she's wearing a blue jean jacket, and allegedly that's about it. But then again, the announcer comes in. Sydney Sweeney has great jeans.
Well,
J-E-A-N-S.
We appreciate you keeping us abreast of the situation with this big controversy.
Well, she is slightly well endowed, but okay, there we go. Multiple people online jumping online. Oh yeah, fascist. Oh, yeah, Nazis. Oh, yeah, eugenics. I'm thinking, oh, my God. Does anybody out there have a sense of humor anymore? Anybody? Anybody? Somebody?
Well, I've got to tell you, I am worried.
Anybody?
In that regard, about the track we are headed down as a society. And, again, this is one of those things where... I don't know if you saw the story, and I'll relate this back here. When you say sense of humor, I'm just telling you, um, if every instance, and there are people out there that truly believe this is the society we should have, if every instance of somebody hearing something that makes, I don't think you should say that. Oh, that joke, that seemed inappropriate. If every time that happened in the workplace, we actually had to go through the HR, and there were places, I mean, I've talked to, it's like, yep, okay, like, you've really got to be careful about what you say. I don't know that that's a great place to be living. I really don't. But, as always, the problem is going to come down to where do you draw the line? And, but, like, to bring it to, like, the Barry Fenchak, the made-up controversy by the Board of Trustees leadership at Penn State was, there was an inappropriate joke told. Okay, an inappropriate joke? Really? We can't handle, as adult human beings, an inappropriate joke? You know, if it's, all right, man, every meeting he's telling three or four of these and they're offensive. Okay, maybe we can have, really, an offensive joke. Not told in the board setting. We can't, as human being adults, say, you know what, I just assume you not joke around with me like that and be done with it. No! By God, we've got to remove him from the board! That was a joke that I didn't want to hear. A joke? Seriously? And yes, they were dead serious. I don't know if you've seen this story. ESPN, there are so many stories like this. Christian Wilkins, released by the Las Vegas Raiders last week. How this is even a story, and this isn't why he was released, and they do make that that evident, but I think the headline, source. This is a headline on ESPN. Source: Christian Wilkins' kiss made Raiders player uncomfortable. Well, my gosh.
What?
He open-mouthed kissed a fellow player. That is disgusting. No. He playfully kissed him on the head. This is a headline. This is an ESPN headline. Source: Christian Wilkins' kiss made Raiders player uncomfortable. We are living in a society where, now I still don't think it's a majority of folks. I mean, we get the headlines like this. I think the majority of people can handle, even if it is something that, I think that went too far. If it's an incident where a person goes, you think, maybe a little too far, okay, now move on, is what I would suggest. That would be the world I would live in. Now, if he's going around and he's grabbing players' heads and, come here, and I'm kissing him on the lips and it's happening every day, yeah, okay, we got a problem, and what's going on, dude? This was, this is just so beyond ridiculous that this is a story. From the ESPN story, the incident was not the sole reason Wilkins was cut, sources said. Wilkins has been recovering from a Jones fracture, which he suffered in his left foot last October. Because of how Wilkins has treated the rehab from his injury, the Raiders voided the remaining $35.2 million of guaranteed money left on his contract. June 4th, sources said, he was released with the designation of terminated vested veteran. Sources telling ESPN's Adam Schefter, Wilkins asked the NFL Players Association to file a grievance on his behalf, and the union did so Thursday. Last week's incident happened inside a team meeting room. One source told ESPN that the interaction was playful, but the teammate did not see it that way. It's not known what the fellow player did following the incident. A complaint was filed to the Raiders Human Sources Department, which investigated the incident, a source told Schefter. the Raiders through a team spokesman declined comment. Folks, I don't know. Maybe it is just me. Maybe I'm, by God, no, you can't kiss anybody. Again, a playful kiss to the head. Again, if we're talking one instance, and that's what we're talking about here, come on. Like, this is...
Well, you mentioned...
But we have... I mean, there are people... Well, you can't touch me. Well, I put my hand on your shoulder. I was peeking over to see how you edited that. There are people... Well, no. Yeah, Human Resources says you can't touch another... Okay. We just are not able to use common sense anymore.
I wonder.
Can I see how somebody can use that situation? And, yep, I have the hand on the shoulder, and then, ooh, now I'm starting to massage. Well, yes, okay, you pervert. Now you've – but not touching. Well, Ironhead, you have to have the ironclad. I know. I get it. The world we're living in. I'm just telling you, I long for a world where common sense rules, where you can have actual, honest-to-God human interaction, you can have different personalities, and you can figure it out amongst yourselves. You don't always have to go have a federal investigation over every situation that makes you, quote-unquote, uncomfortable. Now, again, you're at work, somebody grabs your butt. Yeah, okay, that is harassment.
No.
Yeah, like, that can't be tolerated. But somebody puts their hand on your shoulder and, man, I'm sorry for your loss. They learned about, come on. Like, we've got to do a better job of figuring this out. One person's opinion. Good morning, you're live on Let's Talk.
I'm curious about the details of the kiss. Was it just like on the top of the forehead, the crown of the head?
According to the story, this is an anonymous source that is letting ESPN's Adam Schefter know about. Now, I think Schefter knows who the source is, of course, but they. I'm trying to find the exact, because I think it was on top of the head is the way it was.
Okay, I'm old enough to know this.
Yep.
Okay, I'm also remembering the 70s. Ah, man, the 70s. How would that get through the human resource? I'm talking 70s sports. Short shorts on the guys that are 7 feet tall playing basketball. And then all the chewing of tobacco and some of the guys... We mix it with Bazooka Joe so they get a little more chew out of it.
Uh-huh.
And what were some of the other crazy things? Tim McGraw, I think that was his name. Is that the guy who threw the screwball for the Phillies? I'm probably mixing names. But there was a guy who was famous for his...
Tug McGraw.
He had a pitch that he adopted from a whiskey. I think he called it the Jim Beam. They wouldn't survive human resources up today. But going back to the 60s, fathers bless their children. Especially, there was always that chance this may be the last time you see them. And my father had, when we were, especially young children, going off to school for the first time or going to camp or doing something for the first time, he gave us a blessing. And he concluded it with a kiss on the crown of the head. So I'm wondering if you got some diversity going on here and some cultural stuff that people don't understand.
Or you just have people incredibly overreacting. All right. You mentioned the Barry.
Well, we've created this... It goes so far as to with the safe space on campuses and all of this stuff. We are treating and bringing up young people to believe that they should never be, I'm going to use the air quotes here, uncomfortable. And I just, what an awful way to live your life, to never be uncomfortable. Well, no, that comment made me uncomfortable. Okay, good. And now carry on with your day. I don't know. Joe Bastardi talked about it with the weather the other day. It's summer. It's in the 90s, and there's some humidity. This is what has always happened throughout all of humanity. And, well, yeah, but now we have an heat index, and it feels like 107, so now we got to shutter inside and keep the air conditioning. I said, well, no, you can go out, and the bodies will acclimate. And, well, no, I can't be uncomfortable ever.
I'm in total agreement with Joe. So the biofeedback of never wanting to be uncomfortable is... I don't know. What's America's average weight now? Is it 30 and 40 pounds overweight? But, yeah, I still do it to this day. I think Joe and I are the only two guys maybe in the county. But I look forward to July and August because that's the only time I'm going to lose weight because it's uncomfortable.
I hear you, brother. Preach. Okay.
But, yeah, I just wonder, on the one hand, we want to welcome diversity. That's somehow our strength. And I look at baseball. It's an extremely diverse cultural phenomenon. We got guys playing from Japan. You know, when I was a kid, we had a lot of Caribbean nations, you know, participating in American baseball. And I have to believe it's just expanding. Yeah, and I just wonder if you get some Catholic culture mixed in there, and maybe the guy was, you know, just giving him a blessing. You know, maybe, I don't know, the guy who got the kiss, did he have an injury? Did he have an issue in his life at the time? I don't know the background of the story, but.
Nor do I. I just have the ESPN story, and I'm just I think I was presuming it was top of the head. In fairness, the story says that Wilkins kissed a fellow player on the head, and the teammate took offense to it. So I guess that could be anywhere on the head. I'm picturing that and interpreting that to mean on the top of the head, but I guess I don't know that for sure.
Well, I say, getting back to universities, I mean, we're leading the way for all this diversity, and then you want a safe space?
That does seem counterproductive, doesn't it?
We need more. Now, again, I'm not, and this is where, we've had discussions over the years on teasing and bullying, and I think it's important, I really do, for kids to be teased. I think that needs to be part of life and of your growing up process. Is you get teased. You get teased about that first girlfriend. You get teased about a haircut. I think that's good. I think it's healthy. Now, I don't think it should be bullied.
I have to. You remember when you first started to give yourself a haircut and that teasing you got?
Oh, man.
Never good.
Never good.
Yeah, never did that, no.
Trying to save that $5. But, yeah, I there's a lot of stuff that comes back. It's a good topic. But I think some of it's just cultural. You know, you're welcoming all these folks in from all around the world. Give people a little space, you know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just a cultural. Maybe they're actually paying you a compliment. I don't know. So, I don't know. Here in Happy Valley, we got the welcome mat out. Let's invite it and give people a little chance to work things out. And hey, here's the good news on all this cultural exchange: wider menus. Food is tremendous.
So, well, that's a thought.
Take the insult with the benefit of the menu.
We got that going for us.
All right. Well, thanks for the call.
Thank you. Appreciate the phone call.
All right. Well,
yeah. I just. And again, as soon as you do that, then it's. You don't care about abuse. You don't care. No, of course I do, and I don't want anybody to actually be assaulted. But I think We go too far. I think I've told the story before, just as an example, and there are gazillions out there. But we had a very dear family friend, long since passed, but she was a kindergarten teacher, and this was down in the Harrisburg area, a wide area. But she was teaching in a school district there and was a kindergarten teacher for about 30 years. Never had an incident, was loved by the kiddos, was just a very fun person to be around. She was wonderful. And she was great with kids. And, again, impeccable record. The school district, and again, this was going way back. I think this would have been maybe mid-90s, somewhere in there, early to mid-90s. School district adopts a policy, which I think virtually all districts have now, that teachers can't lay a hand on students, can't touch students. And again, I would suggest that if a student comes in and they've had a crisis at home, I think it's okay for a teacher to give a pat on the back. That's just me. But many districts have this policy. Anyways, this school district said teachers may not touch their students in any way. I think it was first offense, you get the write-up, second offense, whatever, I don't know if you were docked pay or whatever, and then third offense, you're done. So it was a three strikes and you're out, can't touch your students. So she goes in and meets, she's like, I just want to clarify here, because for my entire career, when my kiddos in kindergarten, 4 and 5 year olds, when they do well, what I do is I give them a hug. Hey, Johnny, good job, that away. They're like, yeah, you can't do that. And she's like, well, I know me, and I'm not, it's like instinctive. It is just how I'm going to react. They're like, well, I mean, you can't do it. You can't do it. And if you do, you're going to get written up. And so she's like, well, I'm going to have to resign. I can't, I know me, and I'm going to hug my students. And they're like, okay, we accept your resignation. And that was it.
Nuts.
And it's like, really? And, yes, really. Again, most schools would be like, well, yeah, of course, you can't have. And you wonder why our kiddos are having some of the mental health issues that they are. Is that the sole reason? No. Oh, so you're saying all teachers should be touching their. No. I do think having a kindergarten teacher give a hug to a kiddo for doing well, I see that as okay. I don't see the harm. But many of you, I think, do, and it's like, well, you can't risk it. Okay. And again, unfortunately, we also do have, and we're inundated, it feels like, with the stories of the teachers who are inappropriate and sick and all of that. I mean, I get it. They exist. And so to prevent that, we have to, I wish we would have a little better middle ground where, okay, not all human interaction has to be completely forbidden because some people don't know when to stop and go too far. But again, that is the world we live in. And we do this across the board. It's the actions of the few. It's why we can't have capped water bottles at the Jordan Center for concerts. Nope, we have to make sure that water bottle that you just paid, $4 for can be spilled in an instant because we've had a knucklehead somewhere along the way that threw a full water bottle up on stage and conked somebody. And I get it as far as it goes. I get it. It's across the board, and we do. We have some horrible people out there. But, man, we also have a lot of good people trying to do good things, and we're not letting them.
We have far, 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 far more good people than the, I'll call them the crazy people.
Yeah.
But yeah, the crazy people are the ones that get the headlines.
Well, and we're trying to fight the evil. I mean, I get it as far as it goes. I at least I feel like I do. But also, I think at the end of the day, we're doing a lot of harm in the attempt to prevent horrible harm.
Before we take a break, I've just came across a story. There's a bunch of people out there now. They want to do a boycott of American Eagle clothing because of this controversy. I'm switching to Levi's. Well, my thought is go ahead and switch to Levi's.
There you go.
Nothing wrong with Levi's. They're nice jeans. But, I mean, come on. Common sense and middle ground. Yeah, those are two things we need more of. Common sense and middle ground. Anyway, let's take a break. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Interesting what makes a controversy. We'll have some more when we come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now.
Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfon Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfon. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfon, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at belfontfair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. The phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266.
All right, Scott here proudly wearing blue jeans to the studio this morning.
Yeah.
All right. Scott Giese has great jeans.
Fascist.
Not nearly as good as Sidney Sweeney's. But
well, we all do what we can.
Whatever. All right, let's move on to the next controversy of sorts. All right, and this involves one of our local state senators. I saw this story over the weekend from WHTM-TV, that's down in Harrisburg, about your car inspection. All right, is your car due for inspection? And depending on where you live, you have to do a little extra. All right. Wayne Langerhulk, one of our local state senators, according to the story, says he's going to introduce a bill in Harrisburg to totally end the state requirement for emissions inspections. He wants to get rid of all emissions inspections. Okay, you like that. All right. Now, a little background here, because I saw this story, I'm like, that's interesting. So I did a little digging. First thing is, there are 67 counties in Pennsylvania. Apparently, 25 of the 67, in other words, not all of them, 25 of them you have to do, if your car is like licensed there, your address, you have to get a special emissions inspection along with your regular automotive inspection. Center County is one of those 25 counties. And I think it's primarily based on population, I don't know, number of vehicles, and so on. And we've had this for a number of years, okay?
I think it's mostly based on the number of overzealous bureaucrats in your particular.
Okay. But either way, all right, yeah. If you live in a county where you have to get one of these emissions inspections, essentially you're getting two inspections instead of one. And so, of course, you are paying for two of them instead of one. And what's interesting is they're actually different, apparently, within those 25 counties. I actually hit this recently myself. My wife and I have sort of, I guess you would say, inherited a vehicle from an elderly relative who can no longer drive. They can no longer drive their car. So we sort of have inherited the vehicle. Okay. Frankly, the vehicle's in much better shape than mine, so I was happy to inherit it. All right. But recently, for July here, it was inspection time. So the car is not from here. It's not from Center County. It's from another county. And in this case, I thought, all right, I've got a local mechanic friend who is terrific. And when my vehicle needs work and so on, inspections, I take it to him. So I took the inherited vehicle to my friend, and I said, well, it's due for an inspection. I said, this car isn't from here. Is it okay? Can you still inspect it? And at first, my friend said, well, yeah, I can do that. So he started working on it. Then he came back to me, and he's like, Scott, I can't inspect this vehicle.
Yep.
I can't inspect the vehicle. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he said, well, the car is licensed to, in this case, York County. Their emissions details are different than what we have here. I don't have the equipment you know, in his garage to do the inspection that area needs to be done for their emissions. Scott, I'm sorry, I can't inspect the car. I'm like, oh, for goodness sakes. Okay, I understand. I get it. Thank you. So we had to end up taking the vehicle back to, if you will, the home county, which is 2 hours away, simply so that we could get the car inspected. And then we drove it back here. Okay? And, yes, there was an extra charge for that. So Mr. Langerholt wants to get rid of all of this. Now, I'm quoting from this WHTM story. All right, this is Mr. Langerholt speaking, saying, this common sense legislation, there's that word again, this common sense legislation is about putting working Pennsylvanians first. This is Mr. Langerholt speaking. Emissions testing is an outdated government mandate that serves no legitimate purpose other than cost hardworking Pennsylvanians that live in certain counties additional dollars during inspection time. It's high time to end this program. I won't fight until we get this done. End of quote. So he wants to get rid of emissions inspections entirely, like everywhere. Now, before you get horrified, and I can see some of you, oh, my God, that would be a terrible idea, climate change. You know, hold it, stop. All right, now my real car, not the one I inherited, the one that's out in the parking lot right now, all right, it's a 2008 car. All right, my vehicle is 17 years old. It's beat up. It's got way too many miles. But as long as it keeps going, okay, I'll keep on going. I only mention that because there's a sticker on the car that declares that it's a low emissions vehicle, an LEV, a low emissions vehicle. Now, this is a 17-year-old vehicle. I'm going to guess that most of you, you have a car, truck, you know, van, whatever, probably not that old, probably, you know, newer than that, right? And the thought here is, you know, the car makers, if it's Detroit, if it's Japan, if it's Europe and so on, I've got to believe in over the years, they are already, you know, putting in, I don't know, what would you call it, low emissions technology in vehicles, so that probably virtually every vehicle is just automatically low emissions. It just is, because that's the way car makers have been making cars. Well, if that's the case, then why do we still have to do this testing? All right? I mean, folks, call in. Have you ever had a vehicle fail an emissions test? If so, call in. You know, give us, if not getting too personal, give us some details. Have you ever had a car fail emissions testing? Is it possible that we've overdone it now with this, and Mr. Langerholt is right? We should just totally get rid of this. It's pointless. I mean, who gains from these? Well, the mechanics, I suppose, gain a little something from doing an emissions test, because I'm assuming they make some kind of money there from the charge on emissions testing and so on. Other than that, why are we still doing this? Now, from that, I started doing a little extra digging. All right? Just vehicle inspections. Tell you what, I've got a thought, and let me hold the thought. Let's take the call here. Vehicle inspections in general. This is interesting, but let's go here.
Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Yeah, I just add this to your digging. I believe we adopted it when Ridge was governor. I may be wrong, but coinciding with that, you may recall this thing called acid rain.
Oh, yeah.
That's no longer a factor. So we've changed the exhaust on our cars, we've tremendously changed the exhaust from our power plants, and I guess we're getting close to outlawing fossil fuel. So I'm getting at it. I recall, at least for Center County, the only reason we had to adopt the emissions test was because of the air streams that carried pollutants from the power plants, which at that point in time were in Western PA and out in the Ohio, you know, border area.
Okay.
And suspended particulates or whatever, a certain size. So I'm getting at is the industry, energy industry has tremendously changed since Ridge, and air is a lot cleaner that way.
Yes,
so I agree with the representative. Yeah, it's antiquated.
Okay.
So it's just another one of them examples of, hey, once you start a tax, can you actually get rid of it? I think the only time you get rid of taxes is when you go into a depression. But, yeah, I don't know. I'll just throw that in the mix.
Okay.
Take care, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for
the call.
When do you have too much government? Oh, those are fighting words for some people. Let me go back to the vehicle inspections. Did you know, and I knew this, but I had to look it up to make sure, there are 13 states around the country that have no vehicle inspections. None. Zip, zilch, none. Alaska, Arkansas, Florida, Iowa, Minnesota, Montana, North and South Dakota, South Carolina, Washington, and Wyoming. Michigan and Mississippi don't require vehicle inspections except for, I guess, very special situations. And there are some states, well, let me hold that thought. We'll take the call.
Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hello, caller. Are you there? Nope, I guess not.
All right.
Okay, try again. There are a number, and I should have counted them. There are a number of states that have what's called biennial inspections, which means a vehicle inspection every 2 years. Now, for those of us old enough to remember, when Pennsylvania had biannual inspections, which means you had to do it twice a year. Remember? Every 6 months, you had to have your car inspected. Remember that? And we finally realized, okay, this is nuts. Why are we doing this? So then it became once a year. All right. I don't know if Senator Langerhoek's listening. It's hilarious. I mean, his local office is literally around the corner from our studio.
It is.
It's literally like 20 steps away. It's like right over there. What about either going to a biennial, like every other year inspection, or again, we got 13 states. They don't have inspections at all. So the idea in those states is, all right, if you're the car or vehicle owner, you know, your vehicle, make sure you keep it up to date and repaired and all that sort of stuff. There is no mandate that you must check out your car once a year. All right, now we'll take a break in a moment. Folks, in our final segment, what do you think of that? Not only just the emissions part, and I agree with the senator on that. Again, I've got a 17-year-old car that's a low-emissions vehicle. I've got to believe, you know, more recent cars, it's just in there. The car makers have put it in. It's automatic. And then, of course, should we start talking about electric vehicles? They have no emissions, like zero, zippo, negative numbers. I don't know, whatever it is. All right? Yeah, how do you get rid of too much government? Again, that's fighting words for some people. Yeah. All right, let's take a break. We'll have our final segment. I'll get my friend the Ironhead's opinion on this and yours. You can call in. Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports.
The Fox.
We live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick-connect load.
loader and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings Event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Bellefonte. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Bellefonte. Brothers Pizza, downtown Bellefonte.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-930-2263. 800-930-2263. 800-930-2263.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
It's the 42nd Annual Bellefonte Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Bellefonte. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Bellefonte, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at BellefonteFair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
It's Let's Talk Here, one final segment for a Tuesday. Jeff and Scott with you, and again, phone line is available for you at 814-954-7266.
Got about 5 minutes here, all right. All right, Mr. Ironhead, let's get your thought here, all right? Senator Langerhulk wants to get rid of all emissions tests.
Yes, please.
I go further than that. Do we really need vehicle inspections?
We do not.
You agree with that?
Like, I do agree.
Like zero,
that.
None. Why?
Correct.
Why?
Well, first of all, the number of people who... Now, listen, you can probably say this about a lot of laws. Like, you are... And there are financial considerations for sure that certainly come into play. But by and large... You are either a responsible person. It's just like a lot of the homeowners association rules, which I despise. I do not like the HOA rules. And the thing about it, and again, I've had discussions with people that are support them, and it's. But generally speaking, if you go into a neighborhood, HOA or not. About 90 to 95% of the homes are going to be maintained in a very similar fashion. They're not going to let the grass grow to be 12 feet tall. They're not going to just be building crazy, weird extensions onto the house that get it right up next to the road. Like most people, it's like, well, no, this makes sense. Again, we get into the, yep, there's going to be the knucklehead or two. And listen, they are the ones that challenge the HOA rules anyway. So most people, if you have a vehicle, right, you understand, well, it's important that I maintain it. I change the oil regularly. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'm not protecting my investment. And yeah, it's going to cost a little more money, but it's going to prevent my car from completely falling apart, and then the more expensive result of, hey, I need to go to get a new vehicle, a replacement vehicle. Not, I don't mean a new used vehicle, new to you vehicle. So I don't know what the percentage is, but the overwhelming majority of us are going to take care of our car because we understand the importance of that. We want our car to continue to work well. The handful that don't are the same people that are. And again, you can make the same argument with driver's licenses. Periodically, actually fairly regularly, you'll get reports, oh, so-and-so pulled over, caught driving without a license or driving with a suspended license. Well, no, but the suspended license means you can't drive. Well, right, legally. And so the number of people that are driving around right now now, sometimes it's just, oh, my gosh, I forgot. I didn't realize it was a lot of times, actually. It's that. It's like, man, I cannot tell you the number of times, to go down that path for just a moment, where it's like, oh, no, we did that like a year ago. And then you go back through the books, and I don't mean the inspection, but you just, oh, no, that was almost 2 years ago now. Or, yeah, we did that just the other month. Remember, we went to... Yeah, honey, that was 8 months ago, not just the other month. We just had a situation yesterday where I'm like, well, no, we can go get more, but we just got it like a month. And she's like, well, no, don't you remember? And then it's like, oh, yeah, you know, you're right. That was back in late February, early March.
Oops.
So time does get away from us. So there is that element, and maybe the inspections helps us. You've got to stay on top of that. But generally speaking, there are a number of folks that it doesn't matter that we have the inspection. You must get this inspected on the books. They're not, and some of them will never get caught. Some of them will get caught, and we'll have to pay the fine. And the other part of it, though, is a lot of the folks, and again, I don't know what the percentages are, but there's a good number of people that it's like, I need to put off the inspection. I can't afford it. Like, I'm trying to keep food on the table. To keep food on the table, I need to keep getting to work. I don't have the money to do it right now. Well, here's the state. I'm going to try to get away with it for a little while, and then you get hammered. If you do get pulled over, and it's, well, now you're just, the state is exasperating the problem for said individual. Anywhere we can get the government out of our lives and let folks, again, self-determination, I'm all for.
All right. Well, we're going to follow this. Again, we'll have Senator Langerhoek on the show, I don't know, maybe sometime this fall or something.
Yep.
He hasn't introduced this bill yet, apparently, but he plans to.
Yep.
And I'm just, okay, emissions testing gone. What about the rest of it? And again, there are a number of states, it's biennial. It's every 2 years, not every year.
Just be done.
Just be done with it. Okay. So, folks, what do you think about that? If you're interested, contact Senator Langerhoek's office directly. All right, folks. Hey, another hot day. Watch the heat. Take it easy. And have yourself a terrific Tuesday.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox.